1, tape number 4, PS50 TS440S Kenwood for W9KRQ by Bob K7POF. To initiate PGS2, press the 8 key, then release both the 8 key and the scan key. Scan will proceed in the limit specified in memory channels 8 and 9, just as for PGS1. If you want to scan both ranges, PGS1 and PGS2, press the 6 key and then the 8 key while holding the scan key down, then release the scan key. Scan will proceed through the limits in memory channels 6 and 7, through the limits in memory channels 8 and 9, then return to begin the process again. To stop scanning process, press the PTT switch or the clear key. Pressing the scan key allows scan to resume from the point where you stopped. Note, the TS440S microprocessor remembers the various scan parameters that you have specified and will follow whatever you have entered the next time you press the scan key. Example 1, memory mode. Previously programmed a memory scan data was to scan channels 20-29 and 40-49. To scan the same range again, simply press the scan key. Example 2, VFO mode. Previously entered program scan data was to scan both PGS1 and PGS2. To initiate program scan over these two ranges, again, simply press the scan key. The TS440S will continue to execute scan according to the above parameters till you have manually changed information. This saves a lot of keystrokes if you always scan the same ranges, etc. 3-7-3, scan speed. Two scan speeds are available with the TS440S. To change scan speeds, press the scan key after you have initiated scan. You will be able to toggle between fast and slow each time you press the key. Note, the scan step size depends upon the mode that has been selected. For CW, SSB, and AFSK, the step size is 10 cycles. For FM and AM, the step size is 100 cycles. 3-7-4, memory channel lockout. This transceiver has a memory channel lockout function, which allows you to temporarily skip unwanted memory channels during memory scan. Press the VFO/M key to enter the memory mode. Select the memory channel that you want to skip using the numeric keypad, the tuning knob, or the up-down microphone or band switches. Press the clear switch. A decimal point will appear in the memory channel display to indicate that the channel will be skipped. To cancel the lockout, select the desired channel, then press the clear switch. The decimal point will go out, indicating that the channel will again be scanned. 3-8, AFSK. 3-8-1, reception. Note, an RTTY terminal is required to receive, display, and print an RTTY signal. The AFSK mode utilizes the LSB carrier frequency, which conforms to international conventions. When the optional YK88 filter is installed, the normal receiver bandwidth is 500 cycles when a selectivity switch is set to the auto position and the mode switch is in AFSK. The accompanying diagram illustrates the relationship between the carrier and the passband width. The demodulated AFSK signal is sent from the AFSK out terminal to the rear panel. This completes the preparation for using the AFSK mode. Note, before connecting the terminal, you should review the contents of the instruction manual provided with that terminal unit. The figure shows the frequency relationships. I'm not going to go through this figure because it's, I think, mostly just very confusing and of not very much interest to a sightless operator. 3-8-2, transmit. Note, Key down periods of 1 hour will require a cool down period of approximately 30 minutes. The PS50 heavy duty power supply is recommended for continuous duty transmission. 1. Ensure that your terminal is set up for AFSK type keying. 2. Connect the terminal unit's AFSK output jack to the TS440S AFSK in jack and the terminal unit's AFSK output jack to the TS440S AFSK out jack on the rear panel of the transceiver. The terminal unit's standby or PTT terminal should be connected to the standby terminal on a remote connector of the TS440S. See a further earlier description for the remote terminal pin configuration on page 11. Place the mode key on a TS440S to AFSK and a meter switch to ALC. 4. To transmit, either place the send-receive switch on a TS440S to send or use the PTT signal from your terminal unit. When using AFSK, you can also supply your transmit signal tones to pin number 1 of the microphone connector. You do not wish to use the two jacks on the rear of the TS440S. To adjust the power output in AFSK, increase or decrease the mic gain control setting. A mid-scale ALC reading will yield full power output. Notes: AFSK operation requires terminal unit designed to supply this type of operation. You cannot use FSK tones with an AFSK jack. The AFSK oscillator circuit should provide audio tones of 2125 and 2295 cycles. Lower tones may cause spurious output due to higher harmonic content present in these lower frequencies. 3. The TS440S and RTTY terminal should use separate power supplies in order to prevent RFI radio frequency interference. During AFSK mode operation, the microphone switch should be on or ground pin number 9 of the ACC jack or the microphone disconnected if you are using AFSK jacks on a rear panel. The AFSK input level should be less than 100 millivolts. 3-8-3 AMTOR operation. For AMTOR operation, you should reverse the transmit-receive input polarity on your AMTOR terminal. Since AFSK on the TS440S operates in the LSB mode, if you cannot reverse the polarity, you should select the USB mode on a TS440S. During AMTOR operation, the microphone switch should be off or ground pin number 9 of the accessory 2 jack or the microphone disconnected if you're using the AFSK in-out jacks on a rear panel. 3-9 Operation with a linear amplifier. The TS440S may be operated with any conventional linear amplifier which will accept up to approximately 125 watts of RF drive as a low current DC operated keying circuit and returns approximately minus 8 to minus 1 volts DC ALC back to the exciter. Please note that in order to operate full QSK, full break-in, the linear amplifier must also be QSK compatible. Refer to the remote connector diagram on page 11 and section 5-8-10. Initial linear amplifier tune-up should be performed with the TS440S set for approximately 50 watts output to reduce wear and tear on both the linear amplifier and the TS440S. Use of a dummy load is strongly recommended since the bands are already sufficiently crowded. Section 4, Circuit Description. 4-1, General Description. The TS440S uses double conversion for FM transmissions and triple conversion for all other transmission modes and for all modes in receive. The intermediate frequencies are 45.05 MHz, 8.83 MHz, and 455 kHz. A wide dynamic range is made possible through the use of two SK125 junction FETs in the receiver section's first and second mixers and by a 3SK73 dual gate MOS FET in the third mixer. An integrated circuit balance modulator, AN612, is used in the first transmitter mixer, and two SK122s are used in the second and third mixer. The PLL circuit, consisting of five loops and a digital VFO, are controlled by a single reference oscillator circuit. IF shift and 10-cycle tuning steps are provided through the use of this system. 4-2 transmitter section. The incoming microphone audio is routed to the IF unit, where it is amplified by the microphone amplifier and then distributed to the SSB, FM, and VOX circuits. The signal sideband signal is applied to the balance modulator, then amplified and converted to the first IF frequency of 455 kHz. This DSB double sideband signal is filtered to obtain the single sideband signal. The SSB signal is mixed with the local oscillator frequency of 8.375 MHz in the first mixer to obtain the second IF signal of 8.83 MHz. This signal is filtered by a CF ceramic filter to remove the unwanted byproducts of the mixing action. The filtered output is applied to the RF unit. In the RF unit, the signal is mixed with the heterodyne oscillator frequency of 36.22 MHz by the second mixer to obtain a frequency of 45.05 MHz. This signal is combined with the VCO signal in the third mixer to obtain the transmit frequency, which is applied to the final unit by a low-pass filter. The final unit amplifies the signal to the desired power level, then routes the signal through an additional low-pass filter, the antenna terminal, or the antenna tuner if installed. 4-3 receiver section. Incoming signal from the antenna is fed to the receive bandpass filters in the RF unit via a front panel controlled attenuator circuit. Selection of the desired bandpass filter is accomplished through data supplied from the control unit. Signals from the bandpass filter are mixed with the VCO signal in the first RF mixer to obtain the first IF frequency of 45.05 MHz. This signal is filtered by an MCF monolithic crystal filter and applied to the second receiver mixer. This mixer combines the first IF frequency with the heterodyne oscillator frequency of 36.22 MHz to obtain a second IF frequency of 8.83 MHz. The second IF frequency is split into two paths, one to the noise blanker circuits and the other past the noise blanking gate to the second IF filter. The signal that is taken from the output of the second IF filter is applied to the third receiver mixer via buffer amplifier, where it is mixed with the local oscillator frequency of 8.375 MHz to obtain the third IF frequency of 455 kHz. This third IF frequency is either amplified and then demodulated by the FM detector IC for FM operation or applied to the 455 KC filter. After filtering, the signal is amplified and then applied to either the SSB or AM detector circuits. 4-4 Circuit Board Description. The TS-440S contains the following major units: RF unit, IF unit, control unit, PLL unit, filter unit, antenna tuning unit, etc. A brief description of these units follows. 4-4-1 RF unit. The receive section of this unit includes the bandpass filters for each band, the first receiver mixer, a 45.05 MHz MCF, the second RX mixer, noise blanker circuits, and an 8.83 MHz MCF. The transmit section includes a second transmit mixer, third transmit mixer, amplifier circuits, FM microphone amplifier circuit, microphone limiter circuits, and four VCOs required to cover the frequencies from 100 kHz to 30 MHz. 4-4-2 IF unit. The receive section of this unit contains an 8.83 MHz filter, third RX mixer, 455 KC filter, detector, and low frequency amplifiers. The transmit section contains a microphone amplifier, balance modulator, first transmitter mixer, 8.83 MHz filter, etc. This unit also includes a timing circuit which controls the CW break-in circuit and 8.375 MHz local oscillator circuit. 4-4-3 control unit. The unit is centered around the main microprocessor and provides a wide variety of control signals for all various units. 4-4-4 PLL unit. 5 PLL loops are provided, as well as the reference crystal oscillator at 36 MHz. 4-4-5 final unit. This unit amplifies the transmitted RF signal for transmission. The TS-440S has an output of 100 watts. This is accomplished by utilizing a three-stage final amplifier section having a relatively low collector loss figure and a high-efficiency cooling system. 4-4-6 filter unit provides a high-quality transmitter output by reducing unwanted harmonic emissions. This unit also detects forward and reflected power sensing circuits for ALC, SWR, and antenna tuning circuits. 4-4-7 automatic antenna tuner unit. This unit consists of the tuner and control sections. The tuner section consists of three coils and a motor-driven variable capacitor, which form the actual tuning circuit. The control section takes the information provided by the filter unit, as well as band and frequency information provided by the RF unit, to control the variable capacitors and switching off the coil. The automatic antenna tuner operates from 3.5 through 29.7 MHz. Maintenance and adjustment, 5-1. General information. Your transceiver has been factory aligned and tested to specification before shipment. Under normal circumstances, the transceiver will operate in accordance with these operating instructions. All adjustable trimmers and coils in your transceiver were preset at the factory and should only be readjusted by a qualified technician with proper test equipment. Attempting service or alignment without factory authorization can void the transceiver's warranty. When operating properly, the transceiver can give years of service without requiring realignment. The information in this section gives general service procedures which can be accomplished without sophisticated test equipment. 5-2, service. Should it ever become necessary to return the equipment to your dealer or service center for repair, pack it in its original box and packing, and include a full description of the problems involved. Also include your telephone number. You need not return accessory items unless directly related to the service problem. You may return your radio for service to the authorized Trio Kenwood dealer from whom you purchased it. A copy of the service report will be returned with the unit. Please do not send sub-assemblies or printed circuit boards. Send a complete unit in its original boxes and packing. Tag all returned items with your name and call for identification. Please mention the model and serial number of your radio and any correspondence, whether phone or written. For future reference, record this information in the space provided on the back cover of this manual. Service note. Dear old man, if you desire to correspond on a technical or operational problem, please make your notes short, complete, and to the point, and please make it readable. Please list model and serial number. The question or problem which you are having, please give sufficient detail to diagnose other equipment in the station, meter readings, and anything you feel might be useful in attempting diagnosis. Caution! Do not pack the equipment in crushed newspapers for shipment. Excessive damage may result during shipment. Notes. Record date of purchase, serial number, and dealer from whom you purchased. For your own information, retain a written record of any maintenance performed on the unit. When claiming warranty service, please include a photocopy of the bill of sale or other proof of purchase showing the date of sale. 5-3, cleaning. The knobs, front panel, and cabinet of the transceiver are likely to become soiled after extended use. The knobs should be removed from the transceiver and cleaned with a neutral soap and water. Use a neutral soap, not harsh chemicals, and a damp cloth to clean the cabinet and front panel. 5-4, in case of difficulty. The problems described in this table are failures caused in general by improper operation or connection of the transceiver, not by defective components. Examine and check according to the following table. If the problem persists, contact an authorized agent or service station. Reception. Symptom. indicators do not light, and no receiver noise is heard when a power switch is turned on. Probable cause: bad power cable or connectors, blown power supply fuse, power supply is off. Corrective action: check cables and connectors, check for the cause of the blown fuse, and replace the fuse. Symptom: nothing is displayed or wrong digits are displayed when a power switch is turned on. The microprocessor malfunctions. This occurs when a battery is old or the supply voltage drops extremely on the occasion of a large consumption of current. Corrective action: adjust the supply voltage to nominal voltage plus or minus 10 volts using a booster transformer. That's the 120 volts or 117 volts plus or minus 10. Or use a 12 to 16 volt battery. And turn the power switch on again. Symptom: no signal is received even when the antenna is connected. Probable cause: squelch control fully clockwise. Microphone PTT switch is in the transmit position. And the TS440S is in the transmit position. Selectivity switch is set to the N or M1 and no optional filters installed. Corrective action: turn the squelch control counterclockwise. Set the PTT switch to the receive position. Ensure the selectivity switch is set to either auto, M2, or W. Symptom: an antenna is connected, but no signal is received, and S meter fully deflects. RF control is too low, decreasing the high frequency circuit gain. Correction: turn the RF control fully clockwise. Symptom: S meter deflects and stays at a certain position even with no signal. Probable cause: low AC line voltage, RF gain control closed. Corrective action: use a step-up transformer to raise the line voltage, or use a 12 to 16 volt battery. 2. Turn the RF gain control fully clockwise. Symptom: signal is received but no sound is heard. Mode key position is incorrect. Change the mode key to the correct mode. Symptom: SSB receive signal is extremely high or low cut. Cause: IF shift control is wrong adjusted. Corrective action: set the control to the center click position. Symptom: frequency is not changed by pressing the band switch or turning the tuning control. Probable cause: F-lock switch is on. Corrective action: set F-lock switch to off. Symptom: program scan fails. Probable cause: memory channel is 6 or 7 or 8 and 9 are empty. Symptom: memory scan fails. Memory is empty. Symptom: display goes out with the VFOM on. When nothing is stored in a memory channel, a channel is displayed and blanked with only the decimal point display. Store the frequency. Transmission: no output in SSB. RF and ALC meters do not deflect. Probable cause: open microphone cable or bad microphone, or a low microphone gain. Corrective action: check the microphone, increase the microphone gain. Symptom: Vox does not operate. Probable cause: Vox gain too low, or anti-Vox control requires adjustment. Corrective action: see section 3-1-2, Vox gain control. Symptom: Vox trips by speaker output. Probable cause: anti-Vox control requires adjustment. See section 3-1-2, anti-Vox control. Symptom: no output in CW. Key plug is incompletely inserted, or key contact failure. Corrective action: insert the key plug fully. Turn the carrier control fully clockwise. Symptom: linear amplifier does not key. Probable cause: internal connector was not removed. 2. Remote connector was miswired or has a poor contact. Corrective action: Move the connector as described in 5-8-10 to correct the wiring. 5-5, microprocessor backup lithium battery. A lithium battery is contained in a transceiver to retain memory, turning off and power switch. Disconnecting power cable or a power failure will not erase the memory. A battery should last for approximately 5 years. When a battery discharges, an erroneous display may appear in the display. Lithium battery replacement should be performed by an authorized Kenwood service facility, either your Kenwood dealer or the factory, since this unit contains CMOS type circuitry. Notes: when the lithium battery is replaced, the microprocessor must be reset using the procedure in 5-6. When the lithium battery fails, the radio's micro-coded functions are not affected. Only information stored in memory will be cleared. 5-6, microprocessor reset. When a microprocessor has functioned erroneously or when setting the transceiver in the initial state, switch on the power with the AB switch pressed. That's the A equals B switch pressed. Note, the microprocessor can be easily reset. However, only perform this operation when necessary, since contents of the memory are cleared by resetting. 5-7, ordering spare parts. When ordering replacement or spare parts for your equipment, be sure to specify the following: model and serial number of your transceiver, schematic number of the part, printed circuit board number on which the part is located, part number and name, if known, and quantity desired. Part numbers for most replacement parts is contained in the service manual, available as an option from your dealer. 5-8, adjustments. 5-8-1, cover removal. Cautions: before removing the cover, turn the DC power supply switch off and disconnect the power cable. Do not pinch wiring when opening or closing cases. Removing covers: remove the top cover, 9 screws, filter unit cover, 3 screws, and the bottom covers, 8 screws from radio. I'm not going to go through this 5-8-2 with all of the different views. I don't think that's too necessary. 5-8-3, digital display calibration. This can be accomplished, but I don't think it's too practical a thing to mess with, so I won't go into that. 5-8-4, optional 10-cycle display resolution. That can also be done by getting inside of the radio and cutting a diode. 5-8-5, CW0 beat frequency selection. You can select between 800 cycles or 400 cycles for 0 beat on CW. Again, this is cutting a diode. A side tone level. Again, this requires opening the radio up and making an adjustment, which I don't recommend doing. 5-8-7, beep tone selection. There's an audio oscillator that provides the Morse code signal when you press a mode key, and this be changed to provide only a single confirmation tone by cutting a diode. 5-8-8, beep tone level. You remove the top cover and you have to adjust a pot in there to change that level. 5-8-9, dial tuning torque. That was described earlier. 5-8-10, linear amplifier control. As delivered from the factory, the external keying relay for control of a linear amplifier is disabled. If you want to connect a linear amplifier, connect the jumper wire on a switch unit to the on terminal, as shown in the accompanying figure. So it looks as though you cannot key an amplifier at the radio as it comes from the factory. 6. Optional accessories. The following accessories are available for more sophisticated operation of your transceiver. YK88C CW filter. Bandwidth, 500 cycles at 6 dB. YK88CN CW narrow filter. Passband width 270 cycles at 6 dB. YK88SN, narrow SSB filter, 1.8 kcs at 6 dB. YK88S, 2.4 kcs at 6 dB. End of side one, tape four, turn the tape over.